When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, it's me, Ishan Akbal, welcoming you back to the only podcast that is exactly 9 minutes and 29 seconds long. It might be short, but every week we guarantee to give you useful tips from an accomplished guest. 929 is the award-winning podcast from Fiverr.com, the freelance marketplace where you can find all the talent you need in one place. This week's guest has set up a non-alcoholic craft beer brand, which has gone from strength to strength and became the fastest growing regional brewer in the US last year. It's Bill Schufelt, the founder of The Athletic Brewing Co. In this episode, Bill is talking about having a relentless focus on hiring and culture. Okay, so for those who are uninitiated, tell us a bit more about what Athletic Brewing Co. does.
Athletic Brewing is basically pioneering a revolution in beer. We're making beer for the modern, healthy, active adult. Beer is something humans have been drinking for thousands of years in all sorts of family, social, work situations. We're just getting it up to modern health standards, mindfulness, including tons of the population who doesn't drink, and giving you beer that you can drink that's guilt-free and you can feel great about it. And it happens to be non-alcoholic.
As someone who comes from a Muslim background especially, this is music to my dad's ears. I mean, I drink, don't tell him. But for my dad, this is awesome. Like, what made you want to go down the route of alcohol-free? This seems to be kind of a surging market, this.
Yes, well, there are those misconceptions that it's very small, specific populations who don't drink. Actually, 50% of the adult population has 0.1 drinks or less per week. So half of the adult population out there essentially doesn't really drink. And most really only have one or two drinks a month at most who do drink. So there's this huge opportunity of this great space. Like, so much of the world's social occasions have always been built up around alcohol, but there's such a huge part of the population that's missing out on that. And then in modern life, everyone is so performance oriented. We're tied to our phones, jobs creep into the days, mornings and nights. And just in my, I never intended to be an entrepreneur, but my lifestyle was evolving into a modern, healthy way. And it ironically pulled me in the way of non-alcoholic beer.
Tell us a little bit about your own journey. You said you weren't really an entrepreneur. How did you end up at this point?
Yeah, I had a career in finance. It was the only thing I had planned to do, only thing I ever intended to do. It was a great job. Thought I'd be doing another 20 plus years and loved doing it every day. Non-alcoholic beer and its non-existence was such a pain point in my life and such an intellectual problem I wanted to crack. I saw that it could potentially have health benefits for tens of millions of people and so include a ton of people in great situations. And so at the end of the day, there was this fulfillment and challenge and excitement that I would have never, ever found in my prior career. And I was out the door. And I've been doing this ever since for the past 5 years.
That's awesome. It's such a cool story to hear. So you mentioned that over half the adult population doesn't really drink alcohol. Have you found, in terms of you building the company, that the people you hire have a similar attitude? Is it a similar split? Do you have the group who love going for a drink after work on a Friday and a drink a part that don't? Or how does it work there?
We're pretty much a subset of the population. Of course, we have a couple people, including myself, who don't drink at all. And then we have people who love to drink all sorts of. They'll go to a beer fest and try everything, including the non-alcoholic beers on the menu. But I think everyone gets the problem we're trying to solve and our mission specifically.
How do you make sure that this culture that you're building in the organization is something that's sustained? What particular tools do you use and what particular approaches do you have to make that happen?
We spend a ton of time on hiring. We hire very fast and unfortunately we do fire pretty quickly also. If people aren't living up to our ideals. I have an incredible mentor really early in our journey who had reached out to me on this mission, Blake Mycoskie, the founder of Tom Shoes, one of the inventors of social entrepreneurship. And Blake gave me great advice. He said, the second you detach yourself from the hiring process is the second the company is just going to spiral out of control. And so since then, John, our other co-founder, and myself have been involved in every single hire. We meet everyone before they join our team. And then when they do join our team, we do a full onboarding with us directly.
So you mentioned the hiring and firing process. They're both pretty rapid. How have you found that in terms of the culture of the organization and their attitudes towards work? Because sometimes that kind of turnover can be a bit disconcerting.
So we actually have a very, very low turnover. So, but when we do terminate, we do move quickly and decisively. And that also sets a good example for our existing teammates. Because if people are working really hard, doing great things, but there are people in an equivalent job, an equivalent pay grade, making, like, putting in significantly less effort, it's not a great example for the overall company. But I think a way we ensure the continuity of our culture and our company is, at any prior life I've ever had, the employee handbook, the mission statement, anything, it could have been written by any consultant on the planet and just dropped off. And no one has any idea how they came into existence. At Athletic Brewing, John and I homebrewed around Gatorade jugs for a year before we launched this business. And pretty much all we talked about was, what do we want this company to be? What do we want the culture to be like? What's the impact we want to have? And we built our own handbook. It's 30 plus pages. And everyone who joins our company, I walk through slowly with that, emphasizing the important parts. Every presentation we do in the world, the first slide is our mission statement. So we're sharing that and talking about it constantly.
I think it's great that you are so involved in the hiring process and the onboarding process. As your company continues to grow, and hopefully it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, do you feel like that's something you'll be able to maintain? And if not, how do you anticipate negotiating that challenge?
For sure. It's the most important thing we do is hiring and recruiting teammates, getting exceptional talent on board. I've onboarded 11 teammates alone this week. So it's something I'll definitely make time to do. I also make sure, like, it's not only this one conversation. Like, my email, my GChat, my texts are always open. If there's anything, if you ever have a great idea in the shower or while you're out for a jog and you think it's game changing for Athletic, text me, let me know. And, like, yeah, so we create a very flat, horizontal organization where there's a lot of cross-channel collaboration also.
Let's talk about the UK, because as you know, and I'm pretty sure it's commonplace around the world, as the UK embraces its somewhat laddish drinking culture. People like getting quite drunk. And most stories begin with, oh, I was out the weekend, got absolutely wasted. How do you see the UK market in this particular space, given the culture that we have here?
Yeah, and that really has a lot of analogs to the United States too. The US has had alcohol taken away in prohibition before, so it is really proud of the alcohol in some ways. But there has been across the world, especially in countries like the UK and US, as information becomes readily available at your fingertips and great food, healthy food, organic, plant-based, proximity of places you can work out, like Barry's Bootcamp type places. All the inputs and information are now at people's fingertips with phones. So people aren't getting their health and, like, their recommendations from marketing on TV anymore. They're actually getting it from facts on their phones and, like, articles they read and stuff. So I think people are really monitoring the inputs they're putting into their bodies and seeing the outputs through iWatches, Whoop bands, all sorts of things like that. So I do think naturally the information will win the day. But also we're not out to take away those drinking occasions. The world is a stressful place. Like, Friday and Saturday night drinks, or whenever your night is, like, great, like, do you. But the awesome thing is, like, you can now have great beer 7 nights a week, and 6 of those nights, whenever you're not drinking heavily, you can feel awesome about having a great beer to pair with your weeknight meal. So I know on any given weekday, I probably have 3 or 4 non-alcoholic beers, and, like, there's nothing better than an afternoon IPA to take the stress off a day, for sure.
So, Bill, look, thank you so much for your time on 929. I cannot wait to try some of this non-alcoholic beer.
Thank you so much for having me.
Bill highlighted the importance of staying close to the hiring process. It's good for your business, so you can be sure you're getting the kind of people you want to work with, and it's good for the people you're hiring, for them to know that they're valued and that they matter. That can only be a good thing for the success and culture of your business. 929 is a part of the Fiverr family. Fiverr is the digital marketplace for freelancers. Thank you so much for listening. Please do leave us a review. I'll see you again soon. Bye-bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.